So the question is, what is the ocean of bliss? The ocean of bliss is actually a Hindu term that refers to the zone of awareness that is beyond your monkey mind. In other words, the zone of awareness that is beyond your thinking mind. So as you get better and better at working with your monkey mind, you're going to have points in your meditation where all of a sudden out of nowhere, you'll realize that monkey mind is just gone. I mean, it can be hounding you for the entire meditation. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, you'll notice it's been quiet for the last few seconds. And you'll turn around and find that nobody is there. Your monkey mind's just gone. And at that point, you will have a fleeting glimpse of what reality is actually like in the absence of monkey mind. In other words, reality devoid of thoughts, where you're not asleep, you're still awake and alert. And the chief characteristic of this state of being is that it's going to be intensely, intoxicatingly pleasurable. I mean, there's a reason they call it the ocean of bliss. And it's important not just because it's pleasurable, but because it's actually a major milestone for you as a meditator. And also, you can think of it as a launching pad or even as a base camp from which you will be able to explore deeper into the ocean itself, and then even to explore beyond the ocean. And in this study series, we're going to cover a few topics around the ocean of bliss, such as what the transition into the ocean of bliss actually feels like, what the ocean of bliss feels like in and of itself, and even questions like, is it dangerous? Is it something you can get addicted to in a dangerous manner? So with that introduction, I'll refer you over to the next video, which is, what does the transition into the ocean of bliss feel like? Thanks so much, and I'll see you over there.